Hi, this is spoken word artist Tribal Rain.
And this is Max Parthas, host of New Abolitionist Radio, modern day slavery abolitionists. And you are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Welcome to the Jaws of Justice radio show.
It is the intention of this show to investigate the American justice system in all its facets.
To put a human face on all those caught in its grasp and all those that are a part of the machinery.
We want to dispel the misconceptions created in our media and political systems about crime, the law, criminals, enforcement, courts, prisons, and efforts to rehabilitate.
It is our intention to search out alternatives to present practices that are restorative to victims and offenders alike.
In short, we want to inform our society of the realities of the existing system, and in doing so, create a dialogue that is not just about the law, but how to make the system about justice.
In this episode of Jaws of Justice, we explore three of the choices Missouri voters will be asked to make on the ballot November 6th. All three choices involve whether marijuana will be available to patients with certain medical conditions. The three choices differ significantly, and here we want to clarify those differences so that voters can make informed choices. First, let's name the three proposals. The organization Missourians for Patient Care oversaw the collection of signatures that put Proposition C on the ballot. It would change state law. Then there are two amendments on the ballot, Amendment 2 and Amendment 3, and if either one of these amendments receives more yes than no votes, the amendment could become part of the Missouri Constitution, whereas Proposition C would only change Missouri state statutes. One question confronting voters is, what happens if one or more of these proposals is passed? Here is the consensus. If both amendments pass, the one receiving the most votes will prevail. On the other hand, if both Proposition C and an amendment pass, all agree that the amendment will become part of the Missouri Constitution. However, some believe Proposition C and the amendment will be harmonized, while others believe the amendment will totally supersede the statute. All agree that the courts will be asked to decide. We reached out to spokespersons for all three proposals. Two got back to us. No one from Amendment 3 contacted us following our initial request for an interview. Now let's hear from Jack Cardetti, a volunteer with New Approach Missouri, the organization that oversaw the effort to put Amendment 2 on the ballot.
So Amendment 2 is backed by a coalition of veterans, patients, and healthcare providers with one simple goal, and that's to make Missouri the 31st state where doctors are allowed to recommend medical marijuana to patients with serious and debilitating illnesses. Under Amendment 2, there'd be a small 4% tax that's put on the sale of medical marijuana, and that'll go toward veterans health care in the state of Missouri. And so this is really a win-win for veterans. Not only is PTSD and other debilitating illnesses covered, but the funding would go towards Missouri veterans as well. And so we think this is the common sense way for Missouri to be that 31st state that allows medical marijuana.
The way I understand it, one of the big differences between Amendment 2 and Amendment 3 is the level of taxation. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there are two huge differences between Amendment 2 and Amendment 3. And I think in both of those, you'll see what's clear is Amendment 2 is really based around sort of what's best for Missouri patients, whereas Amendment 3 is based on what is best for Brad Bradshaw, the author and sole funder of Amendment 3. So under Amendment 2, it's a small 4% tax that goes towards veterans. Under Amendment 3, there would be a 15% tax on the sale of medical marijuana. 15% tax would be the highest medical marijuana tax in the entire nation. Of the 30 states that have a medical marijuana program, the next highest tax is California at 7.25%. So Brad Bradshaw's Amendment 3 would tax medical marijuana at the highest rate in the entire nation at 15%. Now, on top of that, also puts a wholesale tax on medical marijuana for Amendment 3. And so that's really concerning to us because, frankly, at that point, medical marijuana will be so expensive in Missouri that we fear that some Missouri patients will able to access it, or worse yet, will continue to access the illicit market, which is directly contradicts what the gold medical marijuana laws are.
And then there's also a difference about where that tax money is going. As you said, your tax money goes to fund veterans' health care, whereas in Amendment 3, the tax money goes to a specially created agency. Is that right?
Absolutely. Under Amendment 2, small 4% tax goes towards veterans' health care. Medical marijuana will be regulated under Amendment 2 by an existing state agency, the Missouri Department of Health, which has expertise in health care matters, obviously. And then the veterans funding will go to the Missouri Veterans Commission, existing state agency that runs Missouri's veterans homes, veterans cemeteries, and other veterans programs. So using existing state agencies to help implement a medical marijuana law. We think that that makes sense. That's a lot. That's really close to what the 30 other states have done. Now, under Amendment 3, it's a completely separate process. Under Amendment 3, Brad Bradshaw, who has funded 99.5% of Amendment 3, he's a Springfield trial attorney, a personal injury attorney. He essentially sets up a scenario where he becomes Missouri's medical marijuana czar. He would implement a brand new state bureaucracy, a medical research board. He names himself chairman of that board by writing himself into the Constitution, and he would be able to name every single one of the board members of the board. And so Brad Bradshaw and his appointed board members would determine who have licenses in Missouri. They would oversee all the implementation, all of the regulations, and they would be entrusted with $66 million annually of tax dollars. And that's really unlike anything else in the entire country and anything else in state government. This would be an unelected, unaccountable board that has sort of powers over Missouri's medical marijuana law. I mean, they give themselves powers that really are unheard of. They give themselves bonding authority, and they give them power of eminent domain, where Brad Bradshaw and his appointed board would be able to take someone's farmland to build this research campus. So, again, these are not what we ought to be doing in Missouri. We ought to be focusing on patients. We ought to have a small tax. We ought to use the existing Missouri Department of Health to implement this. That's the right way to go about that, and that's why we're encouraging people to vote yes on Amendment 2 and no on Amendment 3.
Okay, and then a couple more points. So one, I would just want to clarify for the listeners that since there are two amendments that potentially could alter the Missouri Constitution, if both of them pass, the way I understand it, the one that gets the most votes is the one that is accepted for the Constitution. Is that the way you understand it too?
Yeah, so the two constitutional amendments that conflict on the ballot, and so under Missouri law, the constitutional amendment that receives the most yes votes would control in this situation.
Right, and then if either one of them passes and Proposition C passes, the amendments take precedence over the Proposition C, which is just for a new state law. Is that right also?
You're absolutely right. So if either Amendment 2 or 3 were to pass, it would essentially trump Proposition C, because instead of being in the Constitution, that would just be a state statute.
Right.
And obviously the Constitution would control there.
So I want to ask you a couple of questions just in a general way, not so much which choice people make, but some people may be hesitating whether they should vote yes on any of these things. And I wonder if you could comment on what healthcare professionals have said about why we need this.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, under Amendment 2, for instance, this Missourians that are suffering with cancer, epilepsy, HIV, PTSD, MS, and other debilitating illnesses, this would allow them to work with their doctor, their state licensed physician, an MD or a DO, to make the determination on whether or not medical marijuana is an appropriate treatment option. And that's really all Amendment 2 would do, is give option. We believe that's the right way to go about healthcare. We think that when it comes to medical treatment options, it ought doctors and patients making those decisions, not government and bureaucracy. It's worked in 30 other states. We need to give Missouri patients that same option. The other reason that's really important is there's a study just a couple months ago in the Journal of American Medicine that showed that states that implement a medical marijuana law actually see a decrease in opioid prescriptions. And that's really important in the state of Missouri. Missouri, like a lot of other states, is battling an opioid epidemic now. And so this is one tool in combating that. Our amendment specifically says that if a doctor believes medical marijuana might be preferable as treatment option to opioids, they are allowed to recommend it.
Right. And it would be a much less dangerous drug than the opioids.
Yeah, I mean, the problem for Missouri healthcare providers right now is that when you have, for instance, a cancer patient that's fighting through chemotherapy treatment. We know that medical marijuana helps with nausea. We know it helps with appetite. We know it helps with sleep. All the things that help you fight through chemotherapy treatment. Unfortunately, they're not allowed to give that right now. And so in many cases, for a wide range of illnesses, they have to prescribe opioids for pain and for suffering. And we know, unfortunately, that every time they prescribe opioids, there is a chance that some level of addiction will come along with that. And we've seen the negative effects of that on society. And so we believe that giving doctors and patients this as an option is really something that can bring a lot of relief to Missourians.
And can you tell me whether there are any law enforcement groups that are endorsing Amendment 2?
So we're mostly backed by patients and veterans and healthcare. There are absolutely law enforcement officers that do support this as well. Because it is a medical marijuana issue and not a recreational or legalization effort, you don't see as many law enforcement weighing in on this issue. It's really more of a healthcare issue.
And is there anything else that you would like the voters to know about Amendment 2? How to make the best choice?
Yeah, we're pretty confident that a medical marijuana law is going to pass here in Missouri in November. The real question is, let's make sure we pass the right one, the one that helps doctors, the one that has a small tax, the one that helps veterans, and the one that really gives patients the best chance. We don't need to be creating a medical marijuana czar in Missouri. And so that's why we would ask people to vote yes on Amendment 2 and no on Amendment 3. And so over the last 3.5 weeks, if you feel strongly about this issue, as we know many Missourians do, we would love to have you help and support. And you can do that by going to newapproachmissouri.com. Again, that's newapproachmissouri.com.
Thank you very much for your information.
Thanks for the time today.
Okay, this is Jamie Jackson from KKFI Radio 90.1 FM. And we're in the midst of the Jaws of Justice radio show. The next thing we're going to hear is the interview with Mark Habas about Proposition C, one of your choices on the November 6th ballot. So let me start out by just asking you your name.
Mark Habas. I am a volunteer spokesman for Missourians for Patient Care.
Terrific. So, Mark, could you tell me a little bit about Missourians for Patient Care and the Proposition C to change state law regarding medical marijuana?
Yeah, sure. So Missourians for Patient Care was started just to make sure that a medical marijuana initiative was going to be on the November ballot. In 2016, there was an effort to get it on, and it failed. And so this year, just people that were pretty passionate about the issue wanted to make sure it got on the ballot. We did it statutorily because it required less signatures. And they knew that also that these changes could be made at the state level legislatively than rather be having to go to the vote of people every 2 years for revision. So basically, Missourians for Patient Care simplified is a statutory initiative that just allows for patient access to cannabis with a doctor's certification. And we believe that medical cannabis should not be taxed high. We're the lowest tax of the three initiatives, and that patient access should be extremely accessible, meaning that most patients are going to have to worry if a doctor makes a recommendation, which is similar to a prescription, where on with ours, all they have to do is just give a certification that they treat a patient for a qualifying medical condition, and that's it. So it removes the liability from the doctors.
It sounds like that there's a little bit of a dilemma for voters, because if they vote for Proposition C and it passes, but one of the amendments also passes, then the amendments will take precedence over Proposition C. Is that the way you understand it also?
No, that's not correct at all. There has never been a precedent like that, and there's nothing in our Constitution or state laws that says when it comes to initiatives that a constitutional initiative automatically trumps a statutory initiative.
I see.
Now, there is precedent when it comes to two competing amendments or two competing statutory amendments, but there's not, because, and you have to remember, all three of them are different also.
Okay, so your opinion differs from the proponents of Amendment 2, for example, who think that if their amendment passes, it will trump the statute, Proposition C, but that is not your understanding. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there's been numerous opinions written that state otherwise. You know, this would have to then be decided by the courts and by a judge, or it could be harmonized between us and new approach.
And so, if I hear you right, it wasn't just that it required fewer signatures to get it on the ballot, but also you think there's some advantage of it being a statute rather than an amendment. Could you clarify that a little bit?
Yeah. We know in every other state that has medical marijuana laws that there will need to be revision to the industry, just like every other industry always has revisions or go to Jeff City and they change the laws or the statute or the regulatory process regarding their industry, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, gaming, name it. So marijuana is no different, and there will have to be revisions in the future. And rather than doing it constitutionally where you have to go to the vote of the people every 2 years or every time you're going to make those changes, doing it statutory just makes it simpler. And less costly to people that are looking for those changes or what's good for the overall industry.
Okay, well, I certainly hear your point, and I think it's a good one. Let me play devil's advocate just for a moment. People may be worried that if it's just a statute, the legislature will do something to sabotage it.
Yeah, that's what some people believe, but I don't see these legislators. They're not heartless people. This is about patient access for cannabis use. And although legislators may be hesitant to vote on it and may not want to pass it themselves, I don't think being a guy who's been lobbying this issue for 4 years, we don't seem concerned that the legislature is going to gut the bill. I think that's just a scare tactic that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Legislators are not heartless to where they're going to gut an initiative that's passed by the voters of Missouri.
Right, and that's probably especially true if it passes by a large margin.
Exactly, and you have to remember it's extremely hard by any individual, by any group, to pass a law that can gut something or to even pass a law. It's extremely difficult.
Right.
So, I mean, and one state senator can kill any law or any law that tries to gut this. So it's extremely difficult for anybody to try to gut this at the legislative level. And then it has to go to the governor for his approval. And I don't think that this governor in particular is going to go against the will of the people.
Right.
So I think it's just a scare tactic.
Right. I hear you. So you also mentioned about the tax rate, and I know that the basic tax rate on Amendment 2 is 4%, and the tax rate on Amendment 3 is 15%. And what is the tax rate on this Proposition C?
We are 2%. Bradshaw's Amendment 3 is 15%, and Amendment 2 is at 4%.
I know on Amendment 2, they're saying that of that 4%, whatever is left over after administrative costs, I suppose, goes to the veterans. So do you have a target for this 2% tax?
Yeah, the 2% tax is broken into four areas. A half percent each will go to Veterans Healthcare Trust Fund, same as new approaches. A half percent will go to state-funded drug treatment programs. Another 0.5% will go to public safety, police and fire departments that have dispensaries and grow facilities in their areas, in order to manage the safety concerns of those areas, of those dispensaries and grow facilities. And another 0.5% will go to early childhood development for low-income families.
Do you want to share with us how people can find out more about Proposition C?
Yeah, I mean, Missourians, we have a website called Missourians for Patient Care. And, you know, really what we've been telling people because of there's three initiatives is that, that we feel that Amendment 2 could work in the state of Missouri, and it's a good initiative. And Prop C is a good initiative. You know, we think that there, we think that both of them would be able to function, and both of them would be able to provide good patient access to the people of Missouri. Our main concern and our only threat that we see to this is Amendment 3, which could be, which is, should be alarming and concerning to anybody that is passionate about the medical cannabis coming to Missouri. And that's because, you know, you have one individual that's fully funding this thing. He would, he would realistically be the drug czar of the state of Missouri that controls and oversees the whole entire industry. And there's an eminent domain portion of it where they can acquire land for research use and for dispensary use, but we're really questioning the motives there and what and how they could just take somebody's land for it. So I think that overall, you know, people just should be looking at Amendment 3 and be alarmed by it. As far as Proposition C and Amendment 2, you know, they could both function, and I think that they're both, they'll both work in the state of Missouri.
So if you were talking to a voter, you would urge them to vote for both, Proposition C and Amendment 2?
I would say if you're confused, I would say that people could be confused on which out of the three, and I would say that out of the three, you're not going to go wrong voting yes on Amendment 2 or Prop C.
Is there anything else that you'd like us to know about Proposition C?
I think that if this is about patient access, people should really look at Prop C because it provides the best patient access to cannabis. You know, it it removes the liability from the physician, and it removes the doubt from a patient if they feel their physician won't give them a recommendation for medical marijuana.
Okay, well, hopefully our listeners will go over to the website. And do you have any suggestions on how people can get involved?
I would just say, you know, look for it. This year there's going to be a lot of issues on the ballot. If you're passionate about medical cannabis, make sure you look for them. Make sure you study all three and see which one you think is the best.
Okay, but I wonder if Missouri Patient Care is still seeking volunteers.
We do. I mean, we just been basically telling people, you know, spread the word on it. We don't have money to really advertise or do much. Like I said, all of us are volunteering our time and effort for it.
I see.
We just wanted to make sure medical marijuana got on the ballot in November.
Right. Well, very good. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
Thank you, Jamie. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
This is Robin Martinez. I'm an attorney with the Kansas City chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, and I'm here this morning to encourage each and every one of you to call in and pledge your support to KKFI. Please call us at 888-931-0901. And let me tell you a little bit about why your support is really critical to this station and also to keep on air our locally produced programming such as the Jaws of Justice Radio. As many of you know, I'm one of the co-hosts of Jaws of Justice. I appear here from time to time. Nowhere else in the metro area, I think, will you find the type of quality programming and relevant programming that shows like Jaws of Justice Radio bring to the air. Let me give you a few examples. Over the past year, for instance, Jeff Humfeld here has had folks like our elected officials, State Rep Brandon Ellington, coming in and covering the Missouri legislative session with information that I think all of us as informed citizens need to know about how our government works and, more importantly, some of the criminal justice reforms that have been proposed by Representative Ellington. We've also had folks like Christy Childs, the founder of Veronica's Voice, talking about the issues that she's facing and her organization's work in trying to deal with sex trafficking and trying to provide a refuge for women escaping the sex industry. You've had discussions of gun violence, for instance, and how that contrasts with the Second Amendment right to bear arms. It's a really vibrant discussion that we have here on KKFI on Jaws of Justice Radio, and that discussion is made possible by your pledge of support. Again, I would encourage you to call in 888-931-0901, 888-931-0901. Pledge your support, either with a one-time donation or, even better, become a sustaining member of the station. Pledge on a monthly basis to help keep this station on the air. 888-931-0901.
1, 2, 3.
We hope you enjoyed today's show and that we leave you with something to think about, something to talk to your neighbors about, and a reason to get involved. As always, the opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests of Jaws of Justice Radio, not of KKFI, the Midcoast Radio Project Incorporated, its staff, or volunteers. You can find our calendar of events and a link to our show on the Jaws of Justice Radio Facebook page. You can always listen to us live and find our podcasts on the KKFI website, kkfi.org. If you have a show idea or want to help produce the show, email us at jawsofjusticeradio@yahoo.com. This is Jamie reminding you our outro music is Better Man from the Playing for Change CD. Please tune in for the rest of our 9 a.m. weekday lineup with Law and Disorder on Tuesday, Alternative Radio on Wednesday, Cowtown Conversations on Thursday, and Between the Lines at 9 a.m., followed by Bioneers at 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Up next is Monday Morning Medicine Show with Dr. Mike, and at noon, Arts Magazine with Michael Hoag. Stick around for Jazz and Blues in the afternoon and Eco Radio KC at 6 p.m. Then round out your day south of the border with Fiesta Musical, Compartiendo Familia, and Compartiendo en Noche.